Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 11th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. Cool and crisp out the door this morning. We are currently sitting at 35 degrees in Santa Rosa. Ukiah, you're 31, Cloverdale 33, and 34 down in Petaluma. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom.
This is a very sad day for my team and everyone here.
That is Dee Byrne, president of Palisades Tahoe, addressing the media. The Placer County Sheriff has released the name of the person killed in yesterday's avalanche at Palisades Tahoe, and he is from the North Bay. 66-year-old Kenneth Kidd, a resident of both Point Reyes and Truckee, was killed when the avalanche hit about 9:30 in the morning near the KT-22 chairlift. Another person sustained an leg injury. As of this morning, there are no reports of other missing individuals. The debris field was 10 feet deep and stretched an estimated 150 feet across and 450 feet from top to bottom. Due to heavy overnight snow and the cleanup required, both Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows will delay their opening today. KT-22 will remain closed. Sonoma State University faculty have decided to join the statewide CSU system strike starting on January 22nd, the first day students are supposed to be back in class. Negotiators for the California Faculty Association broke off talks with the chancellor's negotiating team Tuesday. They're asking for a 12% raise this year, followed by 4% and 3% in the coming years. An SSU spokesperson tells the Press Democrat that the campus will be open and operational, with no classes currently planned to be canceled during the five-day strike. Governor Newsom is announcing a $291 billion state spending plan with an estimated $38 billion deficit. That's a significantly lower budget deficit than the Legislative Analyst Office predicted in December. It estimated the state would face a $68 billion hole. Part of the difference is in the stock market, the other is in the governor proposing to draw down $13 billion from the state's reserves. He'll spend the next 6 months hashing out a final plan with the legislature. The United Nations top court has started hearings over allegations that Israel's war with Hamas amounts to genocide, which Israel strongly denies. South Africa is asking the International Court of Justice to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Donald Trump revealed Wednesday he knows his vice presidential pick already, even though he wouldn't say who it was.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
We'll do another show sometime.
The former president addressed Chris Christie dropping out of the race earlier in the day and signaled again that he thinks abortion is a political liability for Republicans. Those were among the highlights of his town hall on Wednesday night. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has ruled out a ceasefire in his country's war with Russia. He said this morning that Russia's forces would use the pause to rearm and regroup before overwhelming his troops. Alaska Airlines is canceling all flights of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes until Saturday, while it waits for new instructions on how to inspect and fix the planes. The airline said Wednesday that could mean canceling up to 150 flights a day. Alaska and United Airlines are the only U.S. carriers affected by the grounding. As of this morning, it does not appear that flights in and out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport are affected. 7:35 at KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer David DeReddy. Hello again, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. Looking great out there. No accidents to report on. Short delay southbound 101 at San Antonio Road just out of Petaluma for those heading into Marin County. Otherwise, looking really good out there. Let's keep it up and drive safe. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
The Lodge at Piner Road. The Lodge at Piner Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Sales at the Lodge at Piner Road, with news of an exciting event. We're hosting a vintage Hollywood senior prom on Thursday, January 18th at 3 p.m. Please call to RSVP today at 707-852-2234. License number 496-804-112.
Stop your search for the one and find your perfect mattress match at Mancini Sleep World. With four new locations, we're paying the sales tax on your new mattress. Try Avocado Organic Mattress starting at $799 or Helix Hybrid starting at $65 per month. Plus, we pay the sales tax or get free gifts with purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Mancini Sleep World is committed to your sleep with the best prices, free next day delivery, and our dedicated comfort guarantee. Your perfect match is waiting for you online or in stores at Mancini Sleep World.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Purchase new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts and they'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts. In sports, Pete Carroll and now Bill Belichick are both out of a job. Carroll was let go by the Seahawks, Belichick by the Patriots. Nick Saban is retiring as coach at Alabama with seven national titles. And congratulations to Ella Foley from Cardinal Newman. She is the girls' high school golfer of the year. She beat out two of her teammates in Keely Collins and Taryn Rubens, who were also nominated as the top player. Your forecast today, cold early with that frost advisory. Sunny and cool later on with low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with 30s. Tomorrow, staying partly cloudy with low 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. If you're a cattle or a cow owned by Mark Zuckerberg, the tech executive owns $170 million worth of land on the island of Kauai, and he's building a $100 million giant compound. On Tuesday, in a Facebook post, Zuckerberg revealed more of his plan for the property. He's going to raise a herd of cattle on homegrown, incredibly expensive food. The cattle are Wagyu and Angus, and they'll grow up eating macadamia nut meal and drinking beer that they produce right there on the ranch. Why not do it if you can afford it? Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dance? just say I do. The look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Sonoma County's KZST. It is 7:42, 35 degrees. Our hot topic of the morning is next.
New year, new you. Making some resolutions for the new year? Grocery Outlet has you covered. If it's eating healthier, check out our fresh produce, our fresh meat section, and our wonderful Nosh section for amazing savings. Maybe your resolution is staying on a budget. Your neighborhood grocery outlet is the destination to save on food, everyday items, and to find many great deals on all kinds of products. Whether it's eating better or saving more, Grocery Outlet's got you covered in 2024.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
You want to grill out, but the price of meat has been skyrocketing at the supermarket.
How about 20 ribeyes for $39.99?
The Prime House Direct gigantic steak, chicken, seafood truckload sale.
Today through Sunday, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Rain or shine. At Breed's Trailer Sales.
5500 A, Old Redwood Highway, Petaluma.
Look for the big truck.
And the big tent.
Accepting cash,
credit,
debit card,
and EBT.
20 ribeyes, $39.99. At Breed's Trailer Sales.
Old Redwood Highway, Petaluma.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in this studio for Hot Topic. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Pretty darn mediocre. So, okay, I have to say,
I like that.
This Hot Topic is probably one of the weirdest that we've ever done.
It is.
Very bizarre. It is a real thing, and so we just had to talk about it. So here's the question. How often should you change your underwear? Now, I was under the impression that most do it daily. Yeah, but apparently that may not be the case. Brent, what does the science say?
So here we go. This is what doctors officially say, and that a doctor's opinion matters, and they vary a little bit. Some suggest that men, just us, can get away with changing their underwear every other day.
Especially
in situations with minimal activity and no sweating. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, what guy doesn't sweat?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But they say you need to consider physical activity, climate, personal hygiene. All those factors help determine the optimal frequency of your underwear change. They say rewearing them without washing them, if you sweat it up a little bit down there, could lead to skin rashes and infections and things like that. But they say overall, if you're a clean fellow, I guess you can get away with 2 days worth.
I mean, I'm sorry. So let's just talk about this for a minute. I'm not going to say this, but for decades, I've always thought, you know, I change my underwear every single darn day. No thought involved.
Yes.
And now scientists are doing a story on this. What is going on here? Why would... Okay, Brent, I know this is a little personal. So how often do you change your undies?
I never rewear. I am once and twice sometimes, because if I get out of here and I go work out, I'm putting fresh undies on when I'm done working out.
Good
to
know.
So you
disagree with the science here.
I do.
Okay, thank God. Now we can continue to work together as work partners. Okay. So, I mean, think about it. Women, I don't know any woman who wears their underwear more than a day.
Mm-mm.
Honestly, I do not know. If you are a friend of mine and you do that, we're done. Don't ever tell me that, because I cannot be friends with you. I mean, if you would like to chime in on this morning's Hot Topic, how often should you change your underwear? Call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. So if you do re-wear your underwear, I still want to hear from you, but don't give me your name, because I will just belittle you until I just get in trouble. So the bottom line here is, Brent, the science says it is acceptable for men to change their underwear every other day. Just ooh. Women, not so much. Don't know any woman that would do that. So, Banker Boy, I know he's listening right now.
Ooh.
I know he's listening. So, do not get any crazy ideas. You will continue to change your tidy whities every single day.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. One of the few things you can still do in your underwear.
County's KZST, and no, I will not be asking CHP Officer David Duretti any further questions. Let's check traffic. How do we look?
Good morning. Thank you, Debbie. We do have a crash out on Alexander Road and Tamales Petaluma Road. Not going to get in the way of too many commutes out there, but we are en route for that one. A solo vehicle off the roadway. For our slowdowns on the freeway, starting to slow down a bit northbound heading into Santa Rosa. It's going to be heaviest at Yolanda Avenue as you head towards Highway 12. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Another story from one of the patients of Dr. Stanley Jacobs.
When we first imagined doing commercials on the radio, I couldn't help but think the last thing that anybody would want is for me to talk about me.
I had talked to other people, yeah. None of them seemed as well-versed or experienced.
So we've asked a couple of patients who've had facelifts and rhinoplasties for their advice.
I would look for somebody that specializes in the procedure that you want done. If you want your nose done, find somebody that specializes in that. You know, somebody might be great at a breast augmentation. Does not mean that they would be great at noses.
So over the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing some of my real patients, not actors, about their experiences and what they've learned.
I would recommend Dr. Stanley Jacobs because his work is surgically precise, elegant, and sophisticated.
If it's time to renew you, call Dr. Stanley Jacobs, 707-473-0220.
He is sort of like an engineer of beauty.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
If you're a human resource professional, recruiter, or business owner, you should have another title after your name, Assistant CFO. It's true. Every person that you hire has a direct impact on the profitability of your organization. Hire well, and profitability increases. Hire poorly? Well, that's not good. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and our hot topic of the morning, how often do you change your underwear? Science says men, in particular, may be able to get away with every other day. I just had a guy call in. He did not want to go on the radio, but said this. Let's make things simple. Just go commando like I do.
I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around. Since it is cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. When you're I'm drowning in
Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 11th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Helen. You might find a little frost out there this morning. It is chilly. We are sitting at 35 degrees in Santa Rosa. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The two candidates battling it out for second place in the Republican presidential primary, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, had a chance last night to show their party they are the best alternative to frontrunner Donald Trump. But the moment was stolen when Chris Christie dropped out of the race and then was caught on a microphone off stage saying she's going to get smoked about Haley. And as for DeSantis, he said he's petrified. However, both candidates went on to continually attack Donald Trump.
He said he was going to build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. He did not deliver that. He said he was going to drain the swamp. He did not deliver that. He said he was going to hold Hillary accountable, and he let her off the hook. He said he was going to eliminate the debt, and he added $7.8 trillion to the debt.
I wish Donald Trump was.